Welcome to Grace Break Radio, where your host, Tracy Worley, that's me, brings a bit of grace, mercy, and courage to your day. Join us today for an infusion of God-inspired thoughts, questions, and laughter along the way. Hi, everyone. Again, welcome to Grace Break. This is Tracy Worley, and as always, I'm excited for Monday in Grace Break, and have been looking forward to this Monday's guest, Marissa McDonough. And a little bit about Marissa in her bio. She's an elite level executive consultant out of Bozeman, Montana, and has always been an entrepreneur at heart. As a real estate broker with a degree in business marketing, she was the go-to professional to help residents in her community achieve their buying and selling goals. Marissa is also a wife and mother of two very young daughters, and I have to say they are the cutest little beans ever. And Marissa knew when she discovered Rodan and Fields that she'd found the perfect opportunity to foster her entrepreneurial spirit while also allowing her the flexibility to continue to work her real estate business and spend time with her family by working very part-time hours. And Marissa's going to share with us in more detail what that means. But with the new business opportunity, Marissa sold her real estate business and walked away on her own terms to build the flexible life she's always dreamed of. And so, Marissa, you and I have been able to get to know each other a little bit over the last few months, and this story, your story, is one that many of us dream of, have passion for, but don't really know how to get there. So I'm very excited today about our call. And so here we go.
Down awesome. The path. Thanks so much for having me, Trace. Well,
oh, thank
yes,
you.
My love, the tagline that I love to follow is professional women can have it all. And I truly believe it. And when I was in real estate, you know, I've always been an entrepreneur at heart, always wanted to work for myself and create my own business and my own hours. You know, my dad always told me as an entrepreneur to be your own boss and make your own money. And that really stuck with me. But you know what? I have to tell you that when I was really evaluating professional women, and what does that look like to have it all, I realized that the majority of women don't have it all. And quite honestly, feel overwhelmed, and like you said at the beginning, maybe only dream of it, but I'm here to tell you that you can have it all. But I think it takes an approach and a way to look at it to really balance your day and balance your lifestyle. So when I was looking at professional women, Tracy, what I realized was that most women come home at night and they're feeling exhausted. And they really don't have any energy to do what they want, let alone what they need to do with their families. Right? I mean, can you relate a little bit, Tracy?
Yeah, it's you know, we're not blessed with kids, but it certainly is by the witching hour, which is 5 o'clock. It's, okay, I have to do dinner. When are we going to go to the gym? When are we going to have together time? And then you start adding in more family dynamics on that with homework and extracurricular activities and bedtime by 8:30, and then how do you pour energy into yourself? And, many of us can relate to it.
Exactly, and I think women really feel constantly overwhelmed with all their to-dos. You know, that to-do list is quite overwhelming for the majority of people. And women sit and they dream about having more balance. Or how about the chance to have a little me time away from the family, away from the to-do list? And really sadly, I think this is the case for most professional women these days. And I have to say that if this is you and you're listening, please don't take it personally, because we all seem to struggle with balancing our careers and personal responsibilities. And Tracy, I have to be honest with you, sometimes I love the word balance, and sometimes I really dislike the word balance. Can you relate?
It's one of those words that when we say it, everyone understands what we're talking about. But balance is, we have to keep looking forward, just like riding a bicycle. You know, if we keep looking down, we're going to lose that balance. But at some point, the bicycle has to stop. So are you going to balance to the left side or to the right side? And just like yoga, you can only hold a balance pose for so long. And you're going to have to give yourself a break. And so really to obtain that balance that we talk about all the time is giving yourself a break. You can only hold the pose for so long.
Exactly. And honestly, I don't think it has to be this way of being off balance and being overwhelmed. I truly believe that you can have a great career, do work that you love, and make a great living while doing it. And I have to tell you, Tracy, that I know this to be true because I've personally created it in my own life, and I've created a business to help many other women do the same thing. Now, are we perfectly balanced day in, day out? Of course not. I'm here to tell you that there is no perfect balance. But I am here to tell you that you do not have to be overwhelmed and that there are strategies, there are communities that help women to master as much balance as possible. So one thing that I think is really interesting, and I'll be honest with you, when I was busy in my real estate world, I didn't realize this, but there is a trend today of women leaving corporate America to build their own businesses.
Yes.
In fact, did you know that, Tracy?
Yeah. And not only are they leaving, but also during the 08 to 2011, a lot of more women were downsized first versus their male counterparts.
Exactly. But here's a really interesting fact. Today, women-owned businesses are the fastest-growing segment of new business in our economy. Now, that's exciting. Let's take it a step further. American Express did an analysis, and their numbers suggest that the number of women-owned businesses has risen by over 200,000 just in the past year alone. So if you do the math, that's just under 550 new women-owned firms created each day.
Mm-hmm.
And I dug into those numbers a little deeper because I was so intrigued by it. And what I found out is the majority of these businesses, 550 new ones a day, are created by women at home. They're taking their skills that they learned in corporate America, they are sharpening those skills even more, and they're starting businesses from home. Sound familiar, Tracy?
Yes, it does. And this is where, wake up corporate America, because this is where most of us are going to start doing our business, you know, our products, our services is going to be from these smaller companies.
Absolutely. And a lot of people are asking, why is this happening? And there are a lot of reasons why women are taking their skill set and moving it home to own their own business. And just to name a few, how about having more quality time with their children, or a little life balance, or even a better lifestyle? Can you relate to that, Tracy?
It's all about lifestyle and being within the boundaries of my values. So in my day, and what I couldn't do in corporate America was put the admin staff, which are the two border collies, in the car, go up to the mountain, go for a run, you know, built into the day, where before the company owned my day. And no longer does that happen. So the quality and quantity of life that's now built into my life, and also those other women that I know that are doing the exact same thing of what we're talking about today, it's all about the quality and quantity of life. So we're not working 60 hours for somebody else. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that too, Marissa. You have some bullet points for us to follow.
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree with you more, Tracy. I am able to control my time and set my schedule day in and day out. And there's something so energizing about that. And yes, I might be a control freak, but it's not about controlling everything. It's just about controlling my time and my schedule. And like you said, just jumping in the car and getting out there in the middle of the day. We're both fortunate to be in Montana, so we can be in the mountains, right? But how about right now? My children are on spring break, and I'm in the home office helping out here on this call while my children are in the next room having breakfast, waiting for a very fun day where we take a road trip with some friends and explore what our great state has to offer. All in a day's work on Monday when you're an entrepreneur from home. I love it.
So, isn't that great?
Oh, it's so exciting. And, you know, I have to say that while all of this is very exciting for women in business today, it also shows the bigger problems that women struggle with today. And the one big problem that all women struggle with is choice. Our generation has more choices than any before us. There's so much to juggle as a professional woman today, raising a family, controlling and or contributing to the family finances, our personal health and fitness, and those are just to name a few. And with so many choices, professional women need new strategies to help us really have it all and obtain the lifestyle that we're looking for. Tracy, would you say that choices become a struggle for the majority of professional women that you know?
Yeah, and this is where a lot of, coaching clients one-on-one is the choices and the generation that you're talking about. And even baby boomer women who are still in the corporate or they are starting their new, second or third career outside of corporate, is the mindset and the guilt of it can't be about me. Well, yeah, it can be. And the choices, so our inability to make a decision is the decision, and our inaction is our action. And as we go through that, the new strategies, and we're going to talk about this, is so important because we have to build a structure or we become part of somebody else's.
Exactly. And when I was looking at this and looking at all the choices women have and really looking that this is something new, right? And even our mothers, they didn't have this many choices. So I really felt that there was something lacking out there. And I created a community that allows women to collaborate and be strategic together so that they can have it all. And our tagline is family first, fulfillment second, and finances third, all coming together. We help each other find balance, keep our sanity, and create the lifestyle that most women only dream of. And I truly believe...
What's sanity?
Yeah, we're gonna cover that next week, right? Tracy, I'll be dialing in to listen. And I have to say, it doesn't matter even if you're not an entrepreneur. If you're listening to this show and you think, oh, this is only for professional women who own their own business, no, this is a community that will truly resonate with any and all professional women. Women today are doing better financially than ever before. But honestly, it's a lot to juggle. And we need a different support system than our mothers had. And we need different solutions. Tracy, would you agree that you look out there and think, gosh, if we could just create a community where all women who are in this professional situation could help each other strategize and collaborate, that we would all be better together?
Absolutely. And this is where, I'm going to go back to choices. And as, 550 new women-owned firms are opened every day, is that the choices, the strategy, our niche, what is going to work best for me? There's so many choices out there, and when you're in a community where you know, like, and trust people there to ask those questions, here's a software company that's trying to sell me into this. What is everybody's experience with this? And it's having that support system because there's so much out there. You have to have community.
Absolutely. And so when I was looking at this, we came up with two solutions. One, a community that creates this support and strategy that women have never had access to before. And this community, they can have access to 24/7. And not only do they have access to learn from, but they too can participate in and share their ideas. You know, yes, I've always been a successful entrepreneur, but I became so much more successful when I was around a team of women that were all on the same path, all from different backgrounds, but all wanting the same thing, which was time freedom and financial freedom. And the second, Trace, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead into your second, and then I'll circle back.
Perfect. And then my second solution is many women are being brave and realizing that in order to have it all, they need to create something of their own. Nobody else is going to give it to them on their own terms. And they need to step away from the billable hour. They need to figure out how to break free from that time constraint. And many women, when they look at all of this, are choosing to start a business from home, which has certainly been my passion. How about you, Tracy?
That certainly is. And, you know, most of the entrepreneur women I work with in coaching, they're all in this type of transition. It's going from one to the other, or they've started their new business and not quite sure what the steps are. And the community that you've built and created is almost like masterminding, and this is something that Carnegie put together many, many years ago, where Napoleon Hill wrote about it, Think and Grow Rich, and how like-minded individuals would mastermind and help support each other in their business. You know, it'd be like, Marissa, what's a fail that's going on right now so we can all learn from it, but also maybe help you to the next step. And so community is so important. And one of my first thought processes when I moved out of corporate and doing what I'm doing now was, where am I going to find the most support? And a few people, you know, told me about a women's organization, and there's over 400 strong. And my first initial reaction was, really, a woman community, that they're going to be catfighting, there's going to be infighting. But with the maturity and growth in that thought process, is it's all like-minded people. And those who are not like-minded or helping facilitate growth, they're the ones that always kind of fall out of the thing. So I just want to encourage everybody, when you start thinking about a community like this, it really is powerful in what Marissa has built. So part of that, you have five tips that's going to flow into this community. So let's start going down the road of the five tips.
Absolutely, Tracy. And before we jump into those five tips, you just brought up something that I think is so powerful, is, you know, when you heard of a community of support for women in business, you think, ew, right? In the beginning, like, over 400 women, and we have over thousands in our organization. But here's what I'll tell you. When you find women that are courageous and they step away, you're going to leave all of that drama, all of that behind you, because it takes, like you said, a maturity level, and it takes an army together. And what I have found is that these groups are actually the exact opposite of what you typically find in the traditional business world, because there's no trying to climb the corporate ladder and get ahead and do better than others. It's all, how can we do well together? Would you agree, Tracy?
I absolutely agree. And you also are not derived into the gossip pool. You know, I had very few lady friends in the corporate world because I was there 8 to 5 working for my organization. I wasn't getting paid to be around the water cooler. And so honestly, I had very few female friends in the corporate world because I refused to play. And even got docked on yearly reviews. And I know that there's others of you out there listening to this, you're like, oh my gosh, that's me. You would get docked because some, in a 360 review, somebody would say that you're not approachable, or Tracy doesn't spend time, you know, connecting and working with us. And I would just, every single time I would say in my review, would you like me to spend 15 minutes to an hour every day on the clock to appease this 360 review? You know, so getting outside of that, the maturity, where these communities are, where these women are mentally and what they're striving for is huge. And this is the biggest piece to take away out of the communities, is they all want to see you succeed. And that's
absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, we can talk about this for hours, right, Tracy? But if we don't have tips of how to implement this, so what I want to jump into real quickly is 5 tips for better work-life balance, because I think this is important. This is all great stuff, but if you don't have tips on how to implement it, we can sit here and spin our wheels, right?
Right.
Okay, so tip number one, this is big for me. When I stepped away and built my business from home, was the first thing you need to do is build downtime into your schedule. Just like you said, Tracy, throwing the dogs in the car and hitting the road for a run. But not only do I believe you need to build downtime into your schedule every day, even if it's only 15 minutes, I'm going to encourage you to go a step further, and I want you to schedule everything. If you were to pull up my schedule, at first it may look overwhelming because every hour of every day for me is scheduled. But it's actually the exact opposite. It takes all that overwhelming and anxiety and all those feelings that we hate to feel when we see a busy schedule, it takes them away. So to give you an example, time with my kids is scheduled. And when I'm with my kids, I don't answer my phone. I don't answer emails. That's my time with them. My work time, my personal development time, my time with my business coach, and then, of course, my business building, income-producing hours is all scheduled. So every hour of every day for me is scheduled, including downtime. Talk about balance. Talk about getting your energy back when you have a schedule like that. Tracy, can you relate?
The schedule is one of the most important systems that when we're having it all, is creating that boundary. And this is one of the first things that I know I work with my clients, is those boundaries. Because if it's not scheduled and it's not part of your value system or what's in alignment of what's going on, you can easily say no. And as women, we don't want to say no to everybody because it's built into our DNA that we're going to help people and, you know, that's what I'm here for. And if it fits in an alignment and you can say, you know what, I have some time on Thursday, not today, that's setting that boundary, because we both know if we don't plan out our day and what's in alignment and what's in our value set, we're going to become part of somebody else's, right? If we have that friend or a client that calls and we're always creating emergency to take care of everybody else, that's where the overwhelming and the frustration and the unfocused time comes into that. So I'm so glad that this is your number one, because it is schedule your day.
Absolutely. And with that, number two is to take time to exercise at least 3 times a week. I'm going to challenge you to 5 times a week, because when I did this, it totally changed my business. Think about it. Exercise is a great stress relief, an energy booster. I'm here to tell you that when I was working my real estate career of over 50 hours a week, plus building this business, plus raising a 3-year-old and an almost 1-year-old, I still had time for it. We all have the same 24 hours in every day. So I'm here to tell you that there is always time for this, and you need to make it a priority. On a side note, as you're building your business, think of what a networking opportunity the gym can be. So maybe don't go out to those mountains by yourself. Maybe hit the gym. Now, because we're running a little bit low on time, I want to jump right into number three. And it's to do your hardest task first thing in the morning. Get it out of the way. You will not keep thinking about and dreading on what you have to do. Get that hard task done immediately. You will look forward to the rest of your day. I'm going to challenge you to implement this. Create a new strategy. Most successful people, this is one of their top habits that they do day in and day out. So just get it done first thing. Then the fourth thing is to really ask yourself, could somebody else be doing this task? Because as women, we think we can do everything, but you can't do everything well, and you need to learn to delegate. And I think that this is important both in your professional life as well as your personal life. I had to learn to let things go, and I told you earlier that I am a control freak, right? But how about hiring an assistant to do the mail, to do simple tasks? Mm-hmm. Ask yourself when you're doing these tasks, are these income-producing tasks that only I can do? Am I at my best when I'm doing these tasks? And if the answer is no, delegate. Now,
and those, I just want to add really quickly on this, is those who are in the top 10% of their profession, they're only spending time on income-producing activity. That may even be that they have somebody else put gas in their vehicle. They are only doing what is income-producing activity, and those are who are in their 10% of top of their field.
I would agree. When I stepped away from my crazy career, I didn't want to go into another one. So I walked away from that crazy schedule to now working 30 hours a week, income-producing activity. And it's amazing being able to step away from that billable hour.
Right.
Now, tip number five, you got to recharge your battery. Whether it's 1 hour a week, 15 minutes a day, find an activity that recharges your battery and make it part of your schedule. If your battery's low, there's no way you can be at the top of your game. It's all about recharging the battery and giving back to yourself. So with that, Tracy, those are my tips, and I want to kick it back over to you.
All right. Thanks, Marissa. And those five tips, I know that Marissa's going to have those up on her website. And as always, we've covered a lot of ground in a short period of time. And if you want to know more about Marissa, her business coaching program, or invite Marissa to speak at your organization, go to www.marissamcdonough.com or go to gracebreak.com, and we'll have the links up there. Marissa, you're taking that community, and we touched on that lightly, and I want to encourage all the listeners to become part of that community. What is the website that's being built for the new community?
It will be www.professionalwomenhavingitall.com, and you can look for that in the next couple of weeks.
Excellent. And Marissa, thank you again for sharing your wisdom and bringing us into your heart and home today. Until next time, look up and out, my friends.
Thank you, Tracy.